Welcome to the Rotary Report, and it's brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or maybe you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, that was an interesting first game of the NBA Finals, huh? Wow, a power outage or an electrical problem or whatever it was, strictly just with the air conditioning at the AT&T Center in San Antonio. Temperatures rising above 90 degrees inside the building, and they have to play the game. And for most of the game, it looks like the Miami Heat are in control. LeBron James having an outstanding game, 25.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals into the fourth quarter, and he had been complaining throughout the game because of the heat with, cramps and can't catch his breath and having trouble breathing, and it knocks LeBron James out of the game. And when that happened, that's when the San Antonio Spurs really turned up the heat, if you will, and took over this basketball game, and they win game one, 110-95. Tim Duncan with a double-double, 21 points, 10 rebounds. He was 9 of 10 from the field, had an outstanding contest. Tony Parker, bum ankle and all, 19 points, 8 assists. Manu Ginobili, 16 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. So their big three came to play and contributed in every facet of the game for the San Antonio Spurs. And in that fourth quarter with LeBron down, Danny Green kind of went off. LeBron had been doing a pretty good job on him throughout most of the game, and with LeBron on the bench, not only did it hurt the Heat offensively, but it hurt them defensively. Danny Green, 0-for going into the fourth quarter, finishes with 11 fourth quarter points and 13 for the game, and he was a big factor down the stretch, hitting threes and throwing down a big dunk to give the Spurs a boost that they needed, and then from there, they just ran away with it. LeBron finished with that 25-point total, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Dwayne Wade, 19 points. Chris Bosh, 18. Ray Allen at 16. A big-time, thunderous Jesus Shuttlesworth. He got game dunk, but it was not enough as the Heat fall to the Spurs in game one. How about this? The Spurs closed the game on a 26-9 run, and that was due mostly to the fact that LeBron James was out of the game. Now, you can say what you want. You can give all the credit in the world to the Spurs, and you have to because they played the same conditions that LeBron did, but LeBron has had trouble in the past cramping, and it was a major problem, obviously, in game one. But the Spurs don't win by 15, and maybe they don't win the game if LeBron finishes this game. That's my opinion. Because at one point, the Heat were up 86-79 with about 9 minutes to go in this game. Looked like they were in control. In fact, they were still up 86-84 with 7.5 minutes to go, and that's when LeBron had to go out. He went out for the first time. The Spurs were a +6 with LeBron on the bench. They turned a 2-point deficit into a 4-point lead. LeBron comes back in the game. He makes a layup to cut the lead to 2 and can't continue. He goes out, and in the final 4 minutes with LeBron James on the bench out of the game, the Spurs outscore the Miami Heat 16-5. They shoot 12 of 14 from the field in the fourth quarter, 6 of 6 from three-point country in the fourth quarter. So for me, when I look back at game one, yes, it's going to be about the Heat, not the Miami Heat, but the Heat inside the AT&T Center and the cramping of LeBron James that really was the determining factor in this game. The Spurs don't care, though. They have a 1-game-to-none lead over the Miami Heat. Tim Duncan said it afterward. I can't control what happens to LeBron. We all played in the same temperature, and we'll take the win any way we can get it. The Spurs did it. Kind of brought back flashbacks for me to when the Celtics, cranked up the heat in the old Boston Garden against the Los Angeles Lakers, and it played to their advantage, the home team. And I heard one of the doctors on ESPN after the game talking about how when you travel and you're not getting maybe the same food that you normally get when you're at home, you are more susceptible susceptible to cramps. Don't know if there's 100% truth to that, but going back to the Lakers-Celtics back in those days, and obviously in this game between San Antonio and Miami, the home team seemed to handle the heat inside the building better, and the Spurs in turn handled the heat in game number one. They're up 1-0. Just kind of interesting, don't you think, that Super Bowl 48 in New Orleans, who was it, the Ravens and the 49ers? And we have a power outage in the Super Bowl, biggest sporting event of the year, arguably, and we have a power outage. Now it's game one of the NBA Finals, and we have a power outage or an electrical problem with the air conditioning. Just makes you wonder, what the heck's going on with the major sporting events? Why can't they have backup generators and backup personnel ready to make sure these things don't happen, or if they do, they can fix them in a hurry? But still, both teams played in it. Spurs came out on top. Game two will be Sunday in San Antonio. LeBron James with an IV after the game. Extra days rest between game one and game two should help LeBron as well as all the players in this game. So it'll be interesting to see also if LeBron, and this is the other thing that popped into my head, he has those leg wraps on and the thigh pads and everything like that. Gotta wonder, just thinking out loud, I'm not a doctor, but I'll try and play one here. With the heat as hot as it was in that building, the dehydration setting in, you gotta wonder if the oxygen and lack of air getting to the legs because of all the pads led to some of these cramps and the continued cramps that he had. Just a thought. I don't know if there's any proof in that or any thing to it. It's just me thinking out loud, and I'll be curious to see if LeBron's wearing the same leggings and pads in game two as he wore in game one. Again, that game two will be Sunday in San Antonio. But bottom line here in game one, the Spurs win it 110-95. Hope you enjoyed the Rotary Report. It was brought to you by Joe Lazor Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Lazor for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.